Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst of the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Tom Griffiths, CEO for Royal Coal Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is RDA. Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
Well, thank you for having me on the program.
Anytime. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Royal Coal Corp for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Sure. As far as being a public company, we're just recently listed in Toronto in August of this year, but we've been active in the Kentucky region in coal mining since 2009 when we purchased the Cheyenne mining operation. We've also have locked down a couple of other properties, which we've slated one for production in 2011 and another one for 2012. And then more recently, we've entered into a letter of intent to purchase a very large property in the eastern portion of Kentucky, which is fairly close to the Big Sandy River, which is a tributary of the Ohio, and it's sort of a key area for us for future expansion.
Right. So, yeah, bring us up to speed on, you know, talk a little bit more about the LOI and also the, it's a purchase agreement with Sandstorm Metals and Energy.
Okay, let me start with the Sandstorm Metals and Energy. We entered into an agreement with them on two different financings. One was a $3 million royalty financing, which was completed last Friday. And then we entered into an $11 million pre-sale of coal, and the way that was structured with Sandstorm was that they would write us a check for $3 million in advance, and we would then in turn deliver to them 18% of our production from either the current mine at Cheyenne or the SID operation. And once they received slightly over a million tons delivered, then the 18% delivery is reduced to 12%. The key for them is that they can buy that coal from us at $55 a ton, which is roughly our operating cost. And we, in turn, then market the coal for them, and they get the difference between what we sell the coal for and that $55. So from their perspective, it's a revenue stream, or it's called a streaming transaction, very much like a royalty. And from our perspective, it's non-dilutive to the shareholders as we get an upfront payment of $11 million. So it's a very good transaction for both parties. With respect to the letter of intent on the XL property, it's very early stage for us. This was a property that was in production by a private owner some time ago. I think it stopped operating 3 or 4 months ago. We're just in the process of completing our due diligence. Unfortunately, the property doesn't have a lot of technical information that complies with the rules and regulations that public companies require. So as a result of that, we have to go in and do an awful lot of due diligence on our own before we can really speak to what the resource or the reserve will be. But our expectation is it's very substantial. And because it does have a permit in place to start mining right away, our expectation is that we'll complete the due diligence prior to the end of January and close the transaction prior to the end of February with the intent of starting up operations within a 60-day period of that.
Well, great. And so talk to us a little bit about some of the trends right now in your sector, Tom, and how well-positioned you believe Royal Coal is to capitalize on them.
Well, I think the biggest trend has been the upward movement on the price of coal for high-grade thermal coal. Our historical price throughout 2010 is approximately a $62 price. And going forward, what we see now in the contracts we're looking at for the first quarter of 2011 are in the order of $75 a ton. And for our premium product, it's $90 a ton. So we've seen a marked increase in the sales price, and that will start to take effect on us in Q1 of this coming year. So when we acquired the Cheyenne mine, we inherited a number of legacy contracts that were today way out of the money, but those legacy contracts are finished. And now going forward, we'll start to see the net effect of these higher prices, which has a huge impact, of course, on our operation. We're mining at 40,000 tons a month now, and we'll be going up to plus minus 70,000 tons a month by the end of Q1 of this coming year from the Cheyenne mine and one of the adjacent properties. And then with our second property coming on board in Q1, Q2, and then if we decide to exercise the purchase of the Excel property, that would also impact us in Q2. So you could see a marked increase in production from us in 2011 versus what we've experienced in 2010, and for much higher prices.
Certainly. And so what would you say makes what else makes the company unique from some of the players in your sector?
Well, everything we do is open pit, and we don't have any underground operations. We don't have any mountain topping issues, which is a very topical subject in the coal industry. An awful lot of reserves were sterilized when mountain top removal was effectively stopped throughout the region. And as a result, quite a few operations had their reserves sterilized, therefore pulling reserves out of the market and reducing the supply side. And this is happening just at the time that demand is going up. So as a result of that, that's why you see prices going up. And from our side, I think something else that makes us a little unique is that the market cap of our company is somewhat depressed. And that's really a result of us being under, if you like, a financial black cloud since we went public, and we're just fixing that now. So, and that's being fixed with the recent financing that we're doing with Sandstorm Resources, and it's our intent to do more transactions with Sandstorm as time moves along, and as we do more of those and fix up the balance sheet, it'll make a marked improvement in how the company looks to investors.
Well, great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Tom, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Yep. I've got about 25 years' experience in the resource sector, and the majority of it is international. We're based in Canada, and the majority of our operations started in Africa in the mid-'80s through the 90s. We expanded to looking at projects in South America and Asia in the 90s and early 2000. We did look at a few properties in the United States on the exploration side in western United States, but we're essentially exploration and no development projects. We entered into the coal business about 4 years ago in South Africa, and we're involved in a relatively large operation in South Africa, and from that we expanded into looking at operations or opportunities in the United States with a focus in the Central App region. The management team that we have really is anchored by some very experienced people on site that actually run the operation for us, the mine manager, the project managers, etc. And these are people with 25, 30 years experience in the coal industry. And we also have an outstanding marketing arm based in Lexington. And through that marketing arm, we've seen a number of opportunities. In fact, the letter of intent that we just signed is a result of that intimate knowledge of the local industry through our marketing arm. We have excellent bank relationships in the region, and that also leads to more opportunities. I think as time goes on here, through these relationships, we'll be able to build this business into something very significant. Our aim is to get this company up to 3 to 4 million tons of annual production, and I think that's a target that we can achieve within a 24-month period. And with the current coal prices the way they are, if you're producing that amount of coal in an open pit operation with prevailing prices as we see them going forward, and I can just quote UBS Bank is calling for $100 coal in 2012, and with $100 coal, these margins are very, very substantial, and hopefully UBS is correct, and we do see those, but it's not necessary to see those to get a very good margin in those areas. The balance of the team that is involved with Well, coal includes Scott Hand, who's one of our directors. He's the lead director of the company. He's the former CEO and chairman of Inco. And for our listeners, the Inco transaction in Canada was the largest mining transaction in the history of Canadian mining. They sold to Vale of South America for $20 billion in 2006, and that was done under the leadership of Scott Hand. There are a number of other members of the board with decades of mining experience. So we've got a deep pool of seasoned hands at both the management level as well as the board of directors level. And quite a few of us also have extensive background in the financing side. I, for one, have been involved in probably 20 different private and public company financings, and that's over a span of 25 years. And we've been involved with or raised or participated in hundreds of millions of dollars of financing for these various companies.
Well, great. And so what are some of the other goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, I think if we just take it in bite-sized pieces, over the next 60 to 90 days, it would be our intention to lock down at least one or two more acquisitions, whether they be property acquisitions or facilities whereby the coal is brought to market, and that would either be a rail facility or a docking facility on the river. We've been active in that area. In Q2 of this year, we would hope to get at least one, if not two, of our existing properties, and let's call the letter of intent on Excel to be one of our existing properties. We'd like to see both of those up and running in Q2, and by the time Q4 runs around, we should have three and possibly four operations at optimum capacity, and by the end of 2011, our annual run rate could easily be 2 million tons a year. And I think if we can achieve all of that, we'll have done a wonderful job for our shareholders.
Certainly. And what do you say are some of the other goals that you're hoping to accomplish?
Well, I think some of the other goals, we have looked at some different types of coal opportunities, and I think everybody is very aware of met coal, which is used in the steel industry. Today, we don't have any assets in that sector, but it's something that we've been looking at. I think as our company grows and the cash flow from operations can support new acquisitions in that sector, that's something that we'd like to consider. And that, in turn, would give us a much broader exposure to a wider range of investors that follow that sector more so than the thermal coal sector.
And when it comes to investors and the financial community, Tom, do you believe that the company story, your message, and ultimately the company's full upside are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
I think it's not appreciated yet by the financial community, and I think that's understandable given where we are. We're an early-stage company. We're a startup. The story is not really out there yet. I think we have a lot of homework to do in-house to get ourselves prepped for, to prepare the, if you like, the investing community to see and hear a new story. And that's part of our job over the next 90 days, 120 days, is to lock down the necessary assets and the right amount of capital to exploit those assets and get that message out to shareholders and future investors.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Tom Griffiths, CEO for Royal Coal Corp. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is RDA. And trading at 17 cents a share, the market cap is north of $16 million. And before we conclude, Tom, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think if you're looking at it from long-term, in my view, that's a 12 to 36, maybe a 48-month period. The trend in coal prices for high-grade thermal is definitely on the upswing. And when you get such large changes in the primary price for good grade coal, it has a direct influence on that bottom line. And we've had historically a very tight margin. We've had low prices, and we're now seeing a change in that. And as we get into this higher trend that we're seeing in Q1 already, and we expect that trend will continue throughout 2011-2012, you should see a company with very robust cash flow. That would be our expectation. And I think on the basis of that, people can apply their usual multiples that they would in the marketplace and see that our company would be significantly undervalued if you looked at where we should be going forward.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors on Royal Coal Corp.
Well, thank you for having me.